今日咧，我哋喺呢个彼得前书第四章，我哋要睇到你在火炼嘅试验中可以喜乐。So this morning, as we look at 1 Peter chapter 4, we're going to be talking, you can rejoice in the fiery trials. 我有喺呢个经文有十二节到十九节，我哋睇五个原因，你可以喺呢个火炼中去喜乐。And we'll see from verse 12 to 19, five reasons why you can rejoice in the fiery trial. 有五个很重要的因素，我们可以保持一个喜乐平安，是有信心面对我们所要面对的事。So there are five reasons why you can maintain a solid faith and have peace and joy as you face the difficulties that you have to face. 我们看第四章十二节至到十九节。So let's look at chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. 亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. 都要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。 But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. 你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。 If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. 你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. 若为作基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，都要因这名归荣耀给神。If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. 因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手，若是先从你们起手，那不顺从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？ For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? 若是义人仅仅得救，那不见情情见和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？ Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? 所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. 我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 主啊，我们多谢你，今天我们看这个经文，我们知道我们是受苦，是面对困难，是人生的一部分。但是我们知道主耶稣你在我们当中是要教导我们，因为你爱我们，所以我们靠耶稣今天打开我们的心眼，开窍我们的心，让我们明白你今天要跟我们讲的讯息。就算我们今天在困难的当中，愿意我们可以抬起头来，是相信你在我们当中，是有喜乐去面对。所以我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。但我们有五个原因可以在困难里面喜乐。 Five reasons why you can be rejoicing in the midst of trials. 第一个原因就是十二节，亲爱的弟兄。 And the first reason is in verse 12, as it says, Beloved. 这个亲爱的弟兄在中文是包括姊妹。 And beloved means men and women, all of you. 神是称呼我们是亲爱的。God calls you beloved. 彼得是称呼教会是亲爱的。And Peter is calling the church beloved. 他是教导我们呢，是面对试探试炼的时候，我们是神的亲爱。And he's reminding us that as we're facing trials and difficulties, we are beloved.神是当你是亲爱，因为神爱你。 And God calls you beloved because he loves you. 神是非常之爱你。 God loves you so much. 好多时我们面对困难痛苦的时候，我们要记得神爱我们。 And often when we are facing trials and difficulties, we need to remember God loves you. 因为在困难的时候，好多时候我们会觉得神去了哪，神不要我，神是撇低我。 Because so often when we face the trials and the difficulties, we start to think, where did God go? He's left me, I'm alone, he doesn't care. 你有没有那个想法？神不关心，如果神关心不会发生这件事，我是神耶稣，为什么？ If you ever thought that way, you know, God doesn't care about me. If God cared about me, this wouldn't happen to me. He doesn't love me anymore.神称呼你是亲爱的， but he calls you beloved. 你是神所爱，神用一个永远的爱来爱你。 God loves you so much, he loves you with an eternal love. 我很喜欢约翰一书三章第一节。 I really like 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, 因为他说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. 如果你又看约翰一书第四章第九和第十节，又是讲得很清楚神的爱。 And if you look at 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 and 10, it also shares us how much God loves us. 第九节说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他儿子为我们的罪作了挽回祭，这就是爱了。 Behold what manner of chapter 4 verse 9, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. 弟兄姊妹，神爱你，真真正正爱你。 You need to know that God loves you. He truly loves you. 你遇到困难，遇到试探，遇到压力，遇到麻烦的时候，记得神爱你。When you face trials, when you face difficulties, when you're in the midst of the fiery trial, remember, God loves you. 他没离开你。He didn't leave you. 他没撇低你。He didn't forsake you. 你在火炼的试验当中，你可以喜乐，因为神爱你。When you're in the fiery trial, you can rejoice because God loves you.神称你为亲爱， He calls you beloved. 由于神爱你，他希望你得到最好的。 And because God loves you, He wants the best for you. 你知道神是愿意他所爱的人可以享受幸福，不想他享接受痛苦。 Do you know that God wants the people that He loves to be blessed? He doesn't want you to suffer.好似我哋一样，我哋希望我哋嘅亲戚，我哋唔希望我哋亲戚会受苦，系咪 ？It's like us. We don't want our family members to suffer, do we? 我哋希望佢会系好嘅，会平安嘅。我哋见到佢遇到困难，我哋会难过。We hope that they'd be blessed and that they'd be happy. When we see our family members go through difficulties, it makes us sad. 同样，神都系。不想见到我们他的儿女是遇到困难，他是紧张你。 God doesn't want to see you go through difficulties. He's concerned about you. 有时我们觉得神是一个黑心的神， Sometimes we think that God is a dark-hearted, evil guy.
好似一個黑心鬼嘅，就喺度，好惡嘅，我去打大邊個？
You know, and you think God, you got this picture of God up in heaven, you know, this evil ogre, you know, ogre who just wants, who can I get mad at, you know?
呢個錯，神係有慈愛，有恩典。
That's not the way God looks at you. God is a loving, merciful, kind God. 神係關心你。 God is concerned about you. 神係關心你嘅情況, He's concerned about your circumstances. 佢關心你嘅將來, He's concerned about your future. 佢關心你嘅情緒, He's concerned about your mental, emotional makeup. 佢關心你嘅健康, and He's concerned about your health. 神係關心你各方面嘅嘢。 God is concerned about everything about you. 神係希望你平安快樂。 健康過日子, and God wants you to pass your days here on this earth peace and joy and healthy. 神喜歡祝福他的兒女, and God loves to bless His children.
所以你可以確實相信, 當不幸的事發生, 當你遇到困難的時候, 神是一早知道。
And so you can be assured that when you face difficulties in your life, when unfortunate things happen to you, God already knew about it.
如果神一早知道这些事发生，祂既然是容许它发生，你可以确定神有原因。
And if God already knew about these things, and if God allowed these things to happen in your life, you can be assured God has a reason. He has a plan.
神要透過這些事是來幫助你成長。
Maybe God is using these things in your life to help you to grow.
所以第二個可以喜樂的原因。
And so the second reason why you can rejoice in trials
是因為這些要記得這些試驗對你有益處。
You need to remember that these trials are for your benefit.
可能你覺得遇到呢啲困難咧係痛苦,
maybe you think that these difficulties are very painful and difficult.
但係我哋睇到係痛苦，神睇嚟係一個裝備，幫助你成長一個工具。
But what we look at as painful, God looks at as a training ground, as preparation to help you. It's a tool to cause you to grow.
所以神是容許這些事發生，因為透過這些試驗，要你更加得到福氣。
And so God allows these things to happen because through these things, He's going to bless you.
那如果神真的 容許這事發生，你可以確實知道神是對你有好處。
And so if God has allowed these things to happen and He loves you, you can be assured that these things happening in your life are for your betterment.
你在火煉的試驗中可以喜樂，因為神稱你為親愛，並且這些試驗就對你有益處。
You can rejoice in the fiery trial because God calls you beloved and because these trials are for your benefit.
大家識背羅馬書第8章28節，係咪?
I'm sure many of you know how to recite Romans 8:28.
我們曉得萬事互相效力，叫愛神的義。
人得益處就是按他旨意被召的人。 And we know that all things work together for the good for those that love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
你說萬事互相效力,
it says all things work together for the good.
我們遇到那些困難，那些痛苦,
those things that even the difficulties and the pains that we face,
神是要將它互相效力，叫你得益處。
God is causing these things to work out betterment in you.
我家有三日要冲冻水凉。
In my home, we had to take 3 days of cold showers.
我的车又坏了。
My car was broken down.
我的风扇又烧着了。
And our fan got caught on fire. 对我们有什么益处啊？ And what good is that to us?
我相信神是有原因要训练我。
I believe that God had a reason and he had something to teach me.
可能神要我更加有耐性。
Maybe God was trying to teach me more patience.
可能神要我学习放松，冇咁紧张。
Maybe God's trying to teach me to relax, cool out, don't stress out over it.
可能神要我学习呢，仰望主，祈祷。
Maybe God is trying to teach me more to look to him and to pray.
可能神都系要我哋透过呢啲事，系用呢啲嘅经历成为一个嘅训练我哋嘅工具，可以培训我哋嘅生命。
And maybe God is using these difficulties in our lives as a training ground, as a tool to teach us that we can be stronger.
神要我哋嘅态度改变。
God wants to change our attitude.
神要我哋信心嘅坚定。
God wants to strengthen your faith.
神要你嘅爱心增加。
God wants your love to increase.
神会用好多嘅方法帮到我哋可以起嚟。
And God will use many methods to cause us to grow.
在第四章十二节，彼得前书四章十二节。
If you look again at verse 12 in 1 Peter chapter 4.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you.
他说火炼的。
Here it says the fiery trial.
这个火炼是一种提炼的洁净的方法。
And fiery trial, it means it's a purifying, it's like something trying to purify you, to help you.
你知道同一个火可以烧杂草，也都可以
The same fire can burn away the old grass and it can also purify the gold.
是火是中性，
the fire is neutral.
但如果我们生命里面有一些的杂质，有一些的需要烧尽的东西，就可以烧尽它。另外有些地方是需要是更加洁净，就是洁净我们。
And so the same fire that comes into our life, it will burn away that stuff that we need to get rid of, but at the same time, it will purify the things that need to be purified.
如果你睇哥林多前书三章十二节至到十五节，你会睇得到。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15, you'll see it there.
若有人用金银宝石、草木和芥，在这根基上建造。
Now if any man builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw,
各人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明来，有火发现，这火要试验各人的工程怎样。
Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work.Of what sort it is.
十四节，人在那根基上建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If any man's work which has been built on it endures, he will receive a reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，形象从火里经过的一样。
If any man's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as through fire.
这个火是对你好的。
The fire is good for you,
是要烧尽你的杂质。
It's to burn away the dross, the impurities in your life.
要帮助你成长。
It's to help you so you can grow.
神是不甘心看到你受苦，更加不甘心看到你生命有很多的杂质。
You know, God doesn't want to see you suffer, but at the same time, He doesn't want to see all these impurities, all these imperfections in your life. 所以信是有原因要你经过这个火，要有这个火来帮助你成长。 And so God has a purpose that you go through the fire so the fire will help you to grow in Christ. 那彼得讲明这个火炼的试验不是一个奇怪的事。 You know, Peter said that this fiery trial is not something strange that's come upon you. 我们很多事情我们觉得我是基督徒我不应该受这个苦。And so often we think, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't have these problems. 但彼得说你不要以为是奇怪的，是正常来的。 Peter is saying, don't be surprised that you're having problems. It's normal. 你知不知道有问题是正常？ Do you know that it's normal to have problems? 你知不知道我们信耶稣是会有问题的。 Those of us that are Christians, we will have problems. 如果你以为信耶稣没有问题， 你可能信错教， 你去到第一间教会。 And if you thought that being a Christian meant no problems, maybe you're in the wrong, you believe the wrong faith, maybe you need to go find another church, you know? 因为我们信耶稣有问题正常， because being a Christian having problems is normal. 彼得是这样说，不要以为奇怪。Don't think it's strange that this has come upon you. Do you know that problems can come upon you at any time, at any moment, any place? Don't make a distinction between it's convenient or not convenient for a problem to come. 我们知道神爱我们，帮助我们去面对这些困难，继续有喜乐。Knowing that God loves us, we can continue to rejoice when these problems come. 因为神会给力量我们去度过， because God will give us the strength to overcome it.你会面对试验，我又面对试验，我们人人都要面对试验。 You will face trials, I will face trials, we all face trials. 可能是病，可能是困难， maybe it's sickness, maybe it's other difficulties. 如果你看哥林多前书十章十三节，是会解释给你听。 If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13,It explains it very clearly. 十三节话，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。No temptation has overcome you except such as is common to man. 神是信实的， but God is faithful. 必不叫你们受试探过于能受的。He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.在受试探的时候，总要给你开一条出路。But with the temptation will also make the way of escape. 叫你们能忍受得住， that you may be able to bear it. 所以你遇到困难是正常啊。我们个都是所有人面对同一个困难。So facing difficulties is normal. We all have to face difficulties.好多时候我们遇到一些困难，我们觉得是这个问题是我先有，你们不明白，你们不了解，因为你没经历过。You know, so often we go into this situation and we think, you know, I'm the only one that's ever had this problem. You know, none of you understand, none of you know what I'm talking about because you've never experienced it. 你有没有这样想过？ Have you ever thought that? 这个问题，你没办法明白，你不是我的。You can't understand my problem, you're not me.这个经文说，你所遇到的试探，无非是人所能受的。 But here it says that no temptation is overcome you except that which is common to man. 所有人都面对过。 We all face the same problem, man. 所以不要以为奇怪。 So don't think it's so difficult, so strange. 但是在面对这些问题的时候，你没面对呢，我祝福你，迟早你会面对。If you haven't faced these difficulties yet, I bless you, brother. You will face them one day. 但神给我们一个好好的应许，
他说你受得起。
But God gives us a great promise here. You can handle it. 祂不会容许你遇到一些试验是超越你的能力。 God will not allow you to face a difficulty that is bigger than the strength He gives you to handle it.
所以你可以相信神爱我，神容许我面对这件事，神是一定给我能力去克服它，胜过它。
So you can have the faith, you can know God loves me, He's allowed me to go through this, it's for my benefit, and I can handle it because He will not allow me to face a difficulty that's too much for me. Am I?
还有一样应许在这里。
And there's another promise in this verse.
神会给你一条出路。
God will give you a way of escape. 所以你可以承受得起，你可以有出路。 So you can handle the situation and you have a way of escape.
我们看彼得前书4章13节，看第三个原因可以喜乐。
Let's look back at 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13 and see the third reason why we can rejoice in trouble.
都要欢喜， 因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。But
rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
第三个帮助我们在苦难的时候有喜乐的原因，就是基督，你受苦是与基督一起受苦。
The third reason why you can rejoice when you face difficulties is that when you suffer, Christ is suffering with you, or you are suffering with Christ.
我们知道这些试验是神爱我们才会面对，祂是帮助我们成长。
We know that God loves us, that's why we're facing the difficulty, and that the difficulty is going to help us grow.
但是我们在受这些困难的时候，是我们和耶稣有份。
But as you face these difficulties, you also need to know you're a partaker with Christ.
耶稣为你受苦，
Jesus suffered for you.
当我们为耶稣受苦，是我们和耶稣有份。
But when we suffer for Christ, that means that we're partakers with Christ.
那如果我们一些人是有一些共同的经历， 会将我们和大家拉近关系。
You know, if we have go through an experience together, it tends to draw us closer together in relationships, doesn't it?
有一些人在战场一起打仗，开枪，他经历过那个经历的时候，他好像成为一个结拜兄弟。
You know, if guys are out on the battlefield in a war together, facing fire, you know, it kind of molds them together and binds them together.
我们同样，我们和基督一起受苦，我们为耶稣受苦，我们将我们和耶稣拉近关系。
And in the same way as we suffer for Christ, it kind of binds us closer with Christ as we partake in His sufferings.
你要知道，当你受苦，你为基督受苦，你更加和耶稣有份。
And so you need to know, the more that you suffer for Christ, the more you are partaking in His sufferings.
我们看14节。Let's
look at verse 14.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part, He is blasphemed, but on your part, He is glorified.
这个经文继续强调，为什么我们用耶稣受苦有份是有福气呢？
This verse is explaining to us, why are we blessed when we suffer for Christ?
有个字在这里，我觉得是神的灵常住在你身上。
There's a in there, if you look at it, it says the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
当你为主受苦的时候，主的灵与你同在。
When you suffer for Christ, God's Spirit is with you.
是不是？神的灵与你同在。
His Spirit rests with you.
我们 是有这个安慰，神不会离开我，神不会撇低我，神的灵与我同在。
What a great comfort that is. God is not going to leave me or forsake me. He's not going to get just put me away. He rests his spirit with me.
当你是受困难的时候，你需要主的力量，你需要主的安慰，你需要主的保护，喜乐和平安。
When you're in trouble and difficulties, you need the comfort of the Lord. You need the love of the Lord. You need the strength of the Lord and his protection and his peace.
主的灵与你同在，
and his spirit rests with you.
我觉得我面对困难，知道神与我同在，好有力量。
I think for myself, knowing that God is with me when I'm facing trials, that makes a big difference.
因为我不需要自己一个人面对，
because I don't have to face it alone.
其实耶稣升天之前，他同门徒讲大使命的时候，讲过一我必与你们同在，直到世界末日。
Well, before Jesus ascended into heaven and he gave the great commission to the disciples, he told them, he said, I will be with you always until the ends of the earth.
他给我们这个应许，要与我们同在。耶稣去钉十字架之前，同门徒又讲过，我不会撇低你做孤儿，我要安排派保惠师圣灵来到安慰你们。
And before Jesus went to the cross, he told the disciples, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to send the Paracletus, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with you.
圣灵会与你同在，又会在你里面。
And the Holy Spirit will be with you and he will be in you.
神就不会离开我们，神是常与我们同在。
God is never going to leave us. He's always going to be there.
所以这个一个很大的应许，我们受痛苦的时候，神爱你，这个试炼对你有帮助，神常与你同在。
So what a great blessing it is that when we go through trials that God loves you, God has a purpose for this trial, and he's there with you.
那你看埋15节， look at verse 15，你们中间却不可有人因为杀人偷窃作恶好管闲事而受苦。
But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters.
若为作基督徒受苦，却不要羞愧，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
But if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner.
15, 16节给我们一个很清楚的提醒。
Verse 15 and 16 give us a very clear warning or a waking call.
如果你是基督徒，你要行似基督徒。
If you call yourself a Christian, you'd better walk like a Christian.
有太多人觉得做基督徒就有个免死金牌。
Too many people think that being a Christian means that they have a special protection badge from the king that they can do whatever they want.
这个是一个危险的思想。我们做基督徒，有些人说我信耶稣，但是平时不理神的事，行自己喜欢行的路，做很多世俗的事。
So many people have this wrong attitude. They call themselves a Christian, and yet they never do anything that God likes them to do. They live in the world, they act like the world.
跟着遇到困难，遇到问题的时候，他走来问，神啊，为什么让这些事发生啊？神啊，你不爱我啊？
And then when something happens in their life, they come crying to God and say, God, why don't you love me? Why did you let this happen to me?
那你自己看你生命是在做什么事先？
Why don't you look at your, examine your own life? What have you been living like? What have you been doing?
神要我们如果是行祂的路先有祂的保护。
God wants us to walk in his walk that we can receive his protection. So 如果你是偷窃，如果你是即是世俗的生命，你遇到困难不要赖神。
And so if you're living in the world, stealing, murdering, doing all that stuff like the world, and you get run into difficulties, don't blame it on God.
But verse 16 says very clearly,
but if as a Christian,
那圣经里面新约圣经只有三个地方用基督徒这个名。
There are only three places in the New Testament where Christian, this name is mentioned.
两个地方是使徒行传。
The first two are in the book of Acts.
第一次教会的人信耶稣被称为基督徒呢是一个侮辱一个耻笑的。
And in the book of Acts in Antioch, when the church was first called Christians, it was a derogatory term. It was looking down at it. It was laughing at them.
因为基督徒的意思就是小基督。
Because to be a Christian means to be a little Christ.
是耶稣的门徒，基督的门徒，基督的学生。
It means to be a disciple of Christ, a student of Christ.
所以那些人是见到信耶稣的人说，叫他基督徒，就是小基督，就是耻笑他的。
And so in the early church, when they saw the Christians, they said, these are little Christ. It's like a derogatory term looking down at them.
到彼得前书的时期，教会已经接纳了这个名称，我们是基督徒。
And to the time of First Peter, when he was writing, the church had already accepted this as a name. That's what we call ourselves, little Christs. Christ's disciples, Christ's students.
如果你是称得为基督徒，你是不是真的像一个小基督？你是不是真的学耶稣的样式？
So if you are called a little Christ, are you actually living the life of Christ? Are you following and obeying what Christ says?
所以彼得说，如果你真的为着基督徒受苦，你有福了。但如果你为了行世界的事受苦，有什么这么巴闭？
And so if you are living the life as a Christian and you suffer for it, you're blessed. But if you're living the life of the world and you suffer for it, so what?
你是不是行着耶稣的路呢？你是不是做着耶稣的事呢？你是不是跟耶稣有份呢？
Are you walking the life of Christians? Are you partaking in Christ?
看第十七节， look at verse 17. 我们看第四个原因可以喜乐，
and we'll see the fourth reason why we can be rejoicing.
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不顺从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel?
第四个原因可以面对困难有喜乐。
The fourth reason why you can rejoice when you're facing trials.
是因为知道审判在神的家开始，就是我们开始。
It's that we know that when judgment starts, it starts in the house of God, it starts with us.
什么意思？意思很简单。
What does that mean? It's a very simple meaning.
如果你要指责别人的错，你先整点自己。你要指出家人的人家的事，你自己的家庭先去处理先。
If you're going to point out faults in other people, you better first straighten out your own life. If you're going to be trying to fix other people's families, you better fix your own family.
是不是？如果神要审判不信主的人，他先要审判教会的。
And if God is going to judge those who don't believe in him, he better first judge those who are of his.
所以我们是知道一个事实，神
唔会由得教会里边啲罪恶系咁样行，佢一定要处理教会内部嗰啲事。
And so what we know is that God is not just going to allow the church to go off on its own and for sin and everything to be in the church. God is first going to clean up His church.
呢个表示啲乜嘢呢？呢个表示我哋属于神。
That means that you're part of Christ. 因为如果神，你系神嘅儿女，神一定会管教你。Because if you are a child of God, God will chasten you.
神如果唔管教你，你就唔系佢嘅儿女。
And if you're not of a child of God, He will not chasten you.
我哋受神嘅惩罚，受神嘅管教，系证明我哋属于神。
Being chastened, being corrected by God means that you're part of the family of God.
你打开希伯来书十二章，
turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第七节到第九节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 to 9.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
If you endure chastening,God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the father does not chasten?
管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons.
在这我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Therefore we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect, shall we not much more readily be in submission to the Father of spirits and live?
不好意思，如果你觉得你受神的管教，受神的惩罚，感谢主，你是神的儿子，感谢主，喜乐，你属于神的家。
If you feel that you've been chastened and corrected by God, corrected by Him, praise God, rejoice.It means you're a child of God.
你是神的儿女， You're a child of the King.
神不会管教不属于他的儿女。 God doesn't correct those who are not His.
所以如果你觉得是这个受苦是一个惩罚，感谢主，喜乐，神是当你是他的儿女。
And so if you're going through a trial and you say it's a correction because I've done something wrong, praise God!It means you're still a child of the King. Rejoice!
你明白吗？ Do you understand? 神爱你，他不甘心看到你堕落。
God loves you. He doesn't want to see you go astray.
他要引导你回到他身边。
He wants to bring you back to His fold.
看看彼得前书十八节，但是我们会看回希伯来书十二章，所以不要离开个位。
Go back to 1 Peter 4 and look at verse 18, but we're going to switch right back to Hebrews 12, so don't lose your spot there.
若是义人仅仅得救，那不见穷健和犯罪的人，将有何地可站的呢？
Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
这个是一个好的提醒，神要我们圣洁。
God is trying to tell us He wants us to live holy lives.
我们犯罪的时候令到神难过。
When you sin, it causes God to be sad. It grieves the Holy Spirit.
不要随便犯罪。
Don't so carelessly fall into sin.
如果你随便跌过落罪里面，检讨自己，求神宽恕。
If you've fallen into sin, examine your heart. Ask God for forgiveness.
睇翻希伯来书十二章第十节。
Go back to Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verse 10 and 11.
新生的父第十节，新生的父是暂随己而管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得受苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。Now,
no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, a reward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
你可以喜乐，你可以快乐，因为你会结出果子。
You can rejoice, you can be happy because your chastening, your life is going to produce fruit.
平安的果子，义的果子。
You'll have the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
感谢主，这个火炼，我们可以记得神。
Praise God that the trials cause us to remember God.
好容易是平静的时候,忘记有神。
It's so easy to forget about God when things are going easy, isn't it?
我们太顺利的时候,我们觉得是自己的功劳做出来。
When things are going so smoothly, we think it's all because of our good hard work.
我们太幸福的时候,我们很容易骄傲。
And when we get too blessed, we start to get so proud.
神有事管教我们,要我们记得神。
Sometimes God chastens us so we can remember God.
可能这个管教就是一个温馨的提示，叫你记得有神。
And maybe the chastening of God is just a gentle reminder to remember that God is there.
你今天有没有受神的管教呢？
Have you ever been chastened by God today?
有些人好像在走钢线，一脚踏双船。
Some people are walking a tightrope, one foot on two different boats, straddling the fence.
You see some.
我们不可以跟罪恶玩。 Don't play with sin, you'll lose.
第五个原因你可以喜乐，在苦难里边。
The fifth reason why you can be rejoicing in trials.
看回彼得前书四章十九节。
Look back at 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 19.
所以那照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator.
第五个原因你可以喜乐在试探当中，是因为神是信实，你可以将生命交托给他。The
fifth reason why you can rejoice in the midst of these trials is because God is faithful and you can commit your life to him.
神是faithful，神是要祝福你，神是用这些，神是爱你。
God loves you, he wants to bless you.
神是用这些试验，是为你的好处，为你益处。
God is using trials for your benefit, for your good.
是这些试验会令到你成长。
These trials are going to cause you to grow.
你跟耶稣有份，
你, you are a partaker with Christ.
你是神的儿女，
you're a child of God.
他要管教你， and he's chastening you.
但是神是信实， but God is faithful.
神是一个信实的主。
God is a faithful Lord.
即是说信实的意思就是他讲的说话是真实。
And faithful means that what he said is true.
神不会讲大话。
God doesn't tell lies.
万事互相有力，叫你得益处是真实。
That all things work together for the good, that is a truth. 神是要给你可以脱离这个试探，是真实。 God wants to make a way of escape in your trial. That is the truth. 神是信实，你可以相信无论这个试炼多大多黑暗多痛苦，神是信实。No matter how big this trial, no matter how dark this trial, no matter how difficult this trial, God is faithful. It's the truth. 你唔需要灰心。You don't need to be discouraged. 你唔需要难忘，你可以有盼。You don't have to give up. You have hope. 我好鍾意你咪爱歌三章。I really like Jeremiah chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. 耶利米爱歌第三章，耶利米睇到巴比伦嚟要攻击以色列人，又大俘虏佢嘅同胞去巴比伦。In Lamentations chapter 3, Jeremiah sees Babylon, the Babylonian kingdom, coming, attacking Judah, taking his countrymen as prisoners over to Babylon, destroying his homeland. 他睇到呢个因为以色列人嘅罪, and he saw it because of the sin of the Jews. 他好心痛, and he was so painful in his heart.因为他的同胞远离神要受这个遭遇， because his countrymen turned away from God and had this experience. 你看第三章十九节至到廿四节， but look what he says in verse 19 to 24 of Lamentations chapter 3. 耶和华啊，求你纪念我与群臣与负担的群妇苍白。Remember my afflictions and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. 我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。My soul still remembers and sinks within me. 我想起这事，心里就有指望。This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope.我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他怜悯不至短绝。Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. 每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. 我心里说，耶和华是我的份。因此我要仰望他。 The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. 弟兄姊妹，这个是不是你的心声？ Is this your heart this morning? 神是信实， God is faithful. 我们面对困难痛苦，神是信实，要带领我们有盼望。 We face the difficulties, the trials, but God is faithful, we have hope.五个原因你在困难的时候可以喜乐。 Five reasons why you should rejoice in trials. 所以十九节叫你呢，将灵魂交与那信实的主。 And so verse 19 of Peter 4, chapter 4 says that you commit our souls to him.
我们要将我们的生命交托给主，祂是信实的。 We need to commit it all to God. He is faithful. 我面对这个困难，面对这个痛苦，我不明白，我不喜欢，但是我交托给主，主你带领我。 I don't understand it. I don't like this trial. I don't want to go through it. But Lord, you are faithful. I commit my life into your hands. 神啊，我相信你会带领我，我相信这个苦难对我有益处，我交托给你。 Lord, I believe that you're with me. I believe that this trial has a purpose, and so I commit my life into your hands. 我不知道会发生什么事，但是主，我相信你
等候你，盼望你。 I don't know what's going to happen, God, but I believe in you, I trust in you, I commit my life into your hands.
你今天可不可以这样说？
Could you say that this morning to God?
我不知道你经历着什么事，
I don't know what you're going through,
但神知道的。
But God knows.
将你生命交托给主。
Just give it to God. 他爱你， He loves you.
他是信实的，
He is faithful.
他与你同在，
He is with you always.
还要怕什么？
What is there to be afraid of?
每一个试炼对你有帮助，有益处。
Every trial is good for you. It's for your benefit.
我们应该有这样的心态，主啊，比我受多点苦。
We should have this attitude, Lord, bring it on, come on, give me more trials.
没那么痴善啦，唔该。 Don't be that radical.
你在火炼的试炼中可以喜乐， You can rejoice in the fiery trials.
因为神称你为亲爱， Because he calls you beloved.
试验对你有益处，
Trials are for your benefit.
你与基督一同受苦， You're partakers with Christ's sufferings.
神先审判自己的人，
God judges his own first. You're his own.
交自己给信实的主，
Commit your life to the faithful Lord.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's bow in prayer.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，你给我们这么多的应许，你愿意在我们身边保护、安慰、带领。主，我们需要你的爱，我们需要你的同在。我们今天所面对的困难、痛苦，你都知道。我靠主耶稣，你今日释放我哋嘅心，仰望主耶稣，俾我哋有喜乐平安。可能我哋唔明白，但系我哋去相信主你嘅信实。我哋相信主你会带领，我哋相信主你会系俾我哋经过，所以我哋仰望耶稣。